Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's hump day, 7:05. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. First NorCal has a way with home loans your way. Low rates, simple, honest, and
dot com.
Local.
Sorry.
Or. It's an org. Check them out at firstnorcalcu.org. Good job, you guys.
Boy, I double bleeped that one. Too early. You got it wrong. Dang.
Lindsay Lohan.
Yes.
With a final crotch. Lindsay Lohan's Beach Club.
Never saw it. You see it?
And you won't.
Did you see it?
No, I didn't see it.
I never saw it.
I mean, I definitely saw clips of it. Saw the kick dancing. That was fun.
One or two episodes. It was terrible.
I saw the thing where she fired some lady, like, that's it, you're fired.
Mm-hmm.
Just get out. Get out of my sight.
Yeah.
According to the New York Post, MTV is not bringing the show back for a second season. Ratings weren't great, but a source says MTV was disappointed by the lack of drama.
Really?
They wanted breakdowns, and that's not where Lindsay's at with her life anymore.
Well, they focused on her staff.
Right.
And they were terrible people.
Well, and she kept firing anybody interesting.
Yeah.
Well, one of the problems she's up against is here she's trying to show a more adult. They mm-hmm. should have seen that coming. She's trying to show rehab
with me
her.
Being a boss.
Yeah. She's trying to rehab her movie career.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they're trying to get the chick that was in the tabloids every day.
Right. Apparently so she doesn't exist
they
anymore.
They have conflicting goals.
Yeah.
Turns out even the club itself is gone now. One person who had reservations was just informed they won't be opening the season. And some social media commenter who was in Greece last month said they advertised being open for the summer season, specifically late May. We just drove past and it's literally deserted. The Lohan sign is stripped off.
Mm. It didn't look that great anyway.
So, really?
Yeah.
It's in Greece. Isn't everything in Greece great?
Of course, the scenery is beautiful, but the resort itself, from what I saw. Short time that I watched it.
You would think that if it was any good, just the little exposure it got by being on MTV with however many people watching, anybody who was thinking about going to Greece, if it looked great and they're like, oh, I might see Lindsay Lohan there, like that might actually pump up reservations. But apparently not, because the thing is closed and her name is stripped off the front. I thought that was the funniest part. It doesn't even say, it just says Beach Club. It doesn't say Lohan Beach Club anymore.
So, let me ask you a question. Does Greece have a winter season that's weather-related, not useful? Like, it's a beach club.
I don't think so.
I
think the Mediterranean is pretty nice all year. There's probably colder and warmer times, but I'm pretty sure. Like, does it snow in Greece? I can't imagine it. I picture it being very warm.
Honestly, I've never been. I don't know. Right. But I'm curious because, for sure, you've got summer months where people are flooding into town.
Sure.
Which is happening. For example, the beach boardwalk in Santa Cruz is filled all through the summer.
Yeah.
Much less so in the middle of winter.
Yes. Very different traffic situations.
So I wonder if that's one of the things she dealt with. Which
it says here, the coldest months in Greece are January and February. However, the winters are mild.
So they could stay open all year then?
I guess so. I really don't know. I've never been to Greece in the winter. I've never been to Greece.
It seems like, I know, me too.
Yeah, it seemed like it'd be fun,
right? It
looks
so beautiful. Well, I mean, and you know, whatever's on the coast, I'm talking coastline Greece. Like, I have no idea what northern Greece looks like. Maybe it sucks. Didn't they just go bankrupt?
Yeah.
Well, Greece has had its finance issues for sure.
But then you see those shots of like the sort of whitewashed buildings and it's like white and blue on the shores of the Mediterranean. Like it looks freaking amazing. Or is it the Adriatic Sea? I don't know what they got going on over there. It's water. Looks beautiful. And I guess there's all these Greek islands. People do sailboat tours. I know someone who did a like for an anniversary or something. Mm-hmm. They got on like a sort of a cruise ship, but more of a like a big sailboat.
Yeah.
And they just hit all the islands.
A yacht?
Sounds freaking great. Yeah, some kind of yacht.
I see one of the shows I watched, Below Deck, does some stuff in Greece. And the scenery just looks so beautiful.
That's a reality show where they're it's like the crew of this mm-hmm. particular ship
yacht,
and the guests who rent it.
Mm-hmm.
My mom loves that one, too.
Really?
Yeah.
She loves a regular Below Deck. She loves a lot of the ones you like.
And then there's a Below Deck Mediterranean.
Oh, that must be that one.
This says that Athens gets some snow.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah.
All right.
I didn't mean to sidetrack. I just, any business
talk
has
about
its issues, and I'm just wondering if they have a season, and then it's over.
Well, it does sound like they have a season, because it actually said something like, let's see. One person who had reservations was informed they wouldn't be opening this season. They advertised being open for the summer season, specifically late May. So I have no idea what the weather is like.
Mm. 415 says, my husband is Greek and he says mainland is cool and sometimes snows in the mountains, but the islands are temperate.
Yeah. Well, you've heard that, you know, it's like it's the Mediterranean is supposed to be just almost like I equate it with our Caribbean, except that I think it's more north than that. I'm not sure.
Oh, well.
Oh, well.
Bye,
moving
Lindsay.
On.
So what's she going to get another TV show?
I don't know.
Will anyone give her one?
I don't know. I mean, she's still going to be Lindsay.
Yeah, I thought there was another one coming with her mom and sister.
Oh, that'll be great.
You know why I feel bad for her?
Why?
Because while she's done all of this to herself, much of it was done during her adolescence at a time when...
Someone should have been... dictating a little more how life is lived.
Like no one should have at 15 have enough money to do anything they want and no parental guidance at all whatsoever.
Going into a trust, and she should have been controlled by her
parents. And so the damage she's done to her career was done at a time when any one of us would have damaged our careers too.
Well, we're idiots when we're kids. Sorry, kids, you're idiots.
And her, not only her career, but her body is damaged.
Right. She got all kinds of work done. She's not, I mean, she's in her 30s now, but Jesus, she was all jacked up at like 25 years old. Like, what are you doing? You're perfect.
Yeah.
She's so beautiful.
So, bummer.
But yeah, listen, it's all about family. The family is a mess. That Michael Lohan, he's a mess. Lindsay, what's her mom's name?
Dina.
She's a mess. Sorry, Jesse.
Yeah.
Jesse's going to get her straightened out.
No, Jesse's not ever going to meet her in real life.
He is.
No, that's never happening.
I believe it.
Pure catfish, and when he got called out, that's when he had to step up and be like, yeah, no, I exist.
No.
You heard me.
What?
Ed Sheeran.
Yes,
let's love him. Let's talk about Ed Sheeran for a while. Vinny, I know how much you love him because you love Jane so much. Say some nice things about Ed, her boyfriend.
Well, I was going to say, since you bring Jane up, she's on this afternoon, and she has the best afternoon radio show in the country. Join her later today on Alice at 97.3.
She does. Plus, she has, let's tease the Friday thing that she has going on.
Why are you stopping the kissy sounds now?
Because she's not kissing her ass. She's doing some station business.
Yes, so was I.
Friday.
Maybe he should promote it.
Oh, yeah. See down there where it says teasers?
Teasers.
See the teasers?
Here.
Oh, I don't do that part.
Oh,
I like Jane so much. She's
don't
the
you
best.
Want to help her out?
Don't you want to help her? Then read that.
Listen to Jane later today. This report is brought to you by...
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, not that part?
No.
All right. Hold on.
Teasers.
Down below,
it's
after all our contests, it says teasers this Friday.
Get your Gwen on with our sweet escape to a hella good show in Vegas. Listen to Jane for...
To play
a Gwen Stefani song in the 4 p.m. hour this Friday, June 21st, first day of summer.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Once you hear it, start dialing 800-400-FM-97. Caller 97 instantly wins a trip for two to Vegas to see Gwen Stefani, Just a Girl, residency at the Zappos Theater in Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino.
Wow.
Very good.
Just like that, boom.
Check
you're off to Vegas.
Later today.
Fun.
No.
And this Friday.
Yes.
For the big contest
the Friday
to get
is
into
the
Vegas.
Contest.
Yeah, you should listen to her every day.
Yeah, you should.
Who's better than Jane? Nobody.
Oh, your mustache is all rusty. Ed Sheeran is one of her pet projects.
Uh-huh.
Ed Sheeran used to just come and hang out in Jane's office. Play with Legos. Oh, are you going to keep kissing her ass? Go ahead. I won't stop you.
No, I'm fighting back.
Okay, good job. Wow. Swing and a miss. All right, so The track list for Ed Sheeran's number 6 collaborations project is stacked with guest stars. We've already heard a couple songs, which I would play for you right now, but Bryn's not here. Oh, Bryn. I Don't Care with Justin Bieber. I don't care when I'm with my baby. And a song with Chance the Rapper called Cross Me. There's also a track called South of the Border with Camila Cabello and Cardi B. And then a song called Remember the Name featuring Eminem and 50 Cent.
Ooh.
Fitty. Then there's Blow. What could that mean? With Bruno Mars and Chris Stapleton. And A Thousand Nights with Meek Mill and A Boogie with a Hoodie. Other guests include Ella May. That's Boot Up.
Oh, yes. I'm a Boot Up.
A Debbie Dada, a Boot Up. Travis Scott, Khalid, Young Thug, Skrillex. And the album comes out on July 12th. So that is a list of the collaborators on this upcoming album.
Wow, that's pretty incredible.
He's obsessed with ketchup.
Why?
He loves it. He just loves ketchup. He loves specifically Heinz ketchup. go ahead.
You ever see people who put that stuff on things where you go, you can't put ketchup on pancakes, dude. It's not.
No, I do it. Ketchup. It's amazing. Yeah, no. I have seen those people. I used to work with this girl. I can't think of her name. She's a little cute blonde girl. And there was a McDonald's right across the street from the Sears that we worked
Gretchen.
At.
Is it Gretchen?
It wasn't Gretchen.
Oh.
It was. I was like a kid.
Oh,
this
okay.
is before I knew Gretchen.
Doreen.
No.
Oh. Sully. Sisson.
It was a common name, I believe. Like
Cindy. Cynthia.
Anyway, we used to walk
Cinderella.
Across. We'd have lunch together.
Is it Cinderella?
It's not Cinderella. It's Cinderella. So okay. This little girl that I knew named Cinderella, she worked in the hardware department with me at Sears.
Oh, wow.
And we would walk across the street to the McDonald's, and she would say, I'll, take fries and whatever, and 100 ketchup packets, and they'd give her a couple. And she's like, no, I'm serious. Like, I need all, basically
never stop giving
never
me
stop
ketchup.
Giving me wow. ketchup. And she would sit there, and for 5 straight minutes, she would squeeze ketchup out of those little packets. And then she would take, 3 fries, because they would work as a shovel. And she would just be shoveling the ketchup. I'm like, why don't you just squeeze those into your mouth?
Yes.
Like, clearly all you want is the ketchup. Just
and what would Cinderella
ketchup.
Say?
She'd be like, no, I like to have a little bit of the fry with it. Because I like there to be lumpiness in my ketchup.
It's like a 90-10 ratio.
Yeah. It was crazy. And she'd get it all over her hands. Like, she'd have the one hand that was the ketchup hand, and she'd just be shoveling the things, and then she'd wipe it off, and then she'd start dipping her hamburger into the pile of ketchup.
Oh, my gosh.
The perfect bite people are so annoying. Mm. Like, what are you doing? Eat your food and get on with your day.
Mm, I do like to craft
Sarah's
a bite.
The perfect bite.
I like a perfectly crafted bite. It's like Thanksgiving dinner. You got to have a little turkey, a little stuffing, a little bit of mashed potatoes, maybe a couple kernels of corn, and some gravy
you
on each bite.
You know that person, though, that you're like Cinderella. There she is doing these ketchup pack ritual where you're sitting there.
You're done. You're
you
done
don't
eating
be,
and she hasn't even started her ketchup
I don't
want
to be judgy, but I can't help but watch you do this ritual each time we eat. And it's driving me nuts. I'm losing it. Mm. How about we
That's
buy
a
you a bottle
right.
and we put it in your purse and we just bring that when we go places.
That brings me back to the Ed Sheeran story.
Oh, right.
So Ed Sheeran, who is a huge Heinz ketchup fan, he actually called the marketing department at Heinz. We can take a clue from this because you have had plenty of great slogans over the years.
So was my mistake not calling Levi's
Apparently,
directly?
You didn't leave a message for them. So here's the deal. So he came up with an idea for a commercial and he decided to call Heinz on it. He says, so I guess he left a voice note.
A voice note?
Yeah. So it's a recording just of his voice. It begins with him walking into a super posh restaurant, the type of place that has chandeliers and paintings on the walls and way too many forks. I think classical music was playing, or maybe it was jazz. No, definitely classical. He's saying this in this narration. He says the waiter tells him about the specials, super fancy, fancy vegetables, fancy sauces. I said, sounds fancy. And Sheeran gets his meal, farm to table, blah, 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 posh and fancy, blah, 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 side of blah, blah, blah. I just thought there was something missing. So I reach into my bag and I take out the only thing that can complete me. At that point, the whole world comes to a stop and the waiter was screaming through his eyes. So that's my idea. Do you want to do it? And they did. And he is now starring in a Heinz ketchup commercial based on his idea.
Oh, he's going to be the star.
Oh, yeah. He's like, it's me walking into this super fancy posh place and doing what I actually do, pulling the bottle of ketchup. The bottle of ketchup, not the packs of ketchup that take 20 minutes to open onto your plate. the bottle of ketchup. So he says, okay, guys, so it actually happened. I sent a voicemail to At Heinz. We made a whole TV spot around it. This is pretty much what I was aiming for in life. Ketchup ad is greater than stadium tour.
When is it going to air?
Let me see if I... Earlier this month, he had announced on Instagram he and Heinz had collaborated on a version of ketchup called Edchip. It's actually real. You'll be able to get your hands on one very soon. I am not seeing a date for when this is... You know, I'm actually wondering... Oh, hold on. I think it's coming out the day before his number 6 collaborations project comes out. See if you can find that, Yuzi.
You know what? It looks like I'm seeing it on a website.
Oh, it's already out.
Now they took it away. I'll find it and I'll post it.
Okay.
I have to admit, and I've told you this before, I like the Heinz Ketchup collabs where they do the Tabasco. And yep. There's another one that's some pepper.
Sriracha. Chili.
No. It's a chili. It's a jalapeno.
Oh.
Ketchup.
Oh, yeah. It's like green colored.
No, it's got the jalapeno on it, but it's not green. It's red.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I use it.
Yeah.
I like
spicy
it.
Spicy ketchup is delicious.
Mm-hmm.
That sriracha is, we used to make that ourselves, and now I think you can buy it.
Yeah, you buy it already done and it's right out of the bottle.
Anderson Cooper paid his final respects to his mother Tuesday in New York City. Gloria Vanderbilt. You know what's crazy? I think she died Monday morning.
I was going to say the same thing.
They interred her yesterday. Turnaround on
very
that was quick.
Very fast.
Does she have a religion?
Maybe.
Sometimes
I really don't know.
That's a thing.
Right, get him into the ground fast.
Yeah.
So he's looking on in some shots here I have as pallbearers load him into the hearse before she was laid to rest at a private family cemetery in Staten Island. She was buried with her husband, Wyatt Cooper, and her son, Carter Cooper, who died in 88 at the age of 23. And we had heard he committed suicide. Was it you who said that he jumped out of a window right in front of her?
It was a texter.
Listener.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Right.
That said that.
She died after battling stomach cancer at the age of 95. Mm. Anderson Cooper posted, "In the end, after all else is stripped away, there is only love. My mom believed in love more than anyone. It was her guide, her solace. It's what drove her. And in her final moments, it's what surrounded her. I love you. You know that," she would say to me. And I did. I knew it from the moment I was born, and I'll know it till the moment I die. It was her greatest gift to me. Very touching. Here's a shot of him at the funeral, if you want to look at that. He will not inherit her massive fortune.
Well, he has famously said that she never gave him a dime.
She was the beneficiary of a $5 million trust fund when she was born. She's the great-great-granddaughter of financier Cornelius Vanderbilt and became known as the poor little rich girl in 34. At the age of 10, her mom and her aunt had a big custody battle over her. I have no idea if it was because of the money. The aunt eventually won.
Over a mom?
Uh-huh.
Well, so what's wrong with the mom?
Right. What was going on there? By 1945, she came into the trust fund at age 21. It's unclear what's going to happen with her estate now that she's passed, but Cooper is most likely not going to get anything. He had said in 2014, she made it clear there is no inheritance. My mom's made it clear to me there's no trust fund. There's none of that. And I don't believe in inheriting money. He said inheriting money is an initiative sucker and a curse. Who has inherited a lot of money that's gone on to do things in their own life? From the time I was growing up, if I felt there was some pot of gold waiting for me, I don't know that I would have been so motivated. It was pointed out that she herself had done incredibly well. And he said, that's an anomaly.
Well, there are plenty of anomalies.
We believe in working. Yep. But, yeah, that's absolutely true.
I mean, I would absolutely love to let my kids have
something when we go. Right.
Comfort in knowing they're good. But I hope that I've put in them also some kind of work ethic.
He says, I'm not knocking inherited money. This is what he told. This is what she said in 1985. But the money I've made has a reality to me that the inherited money doesn't have. As the Billie Holiday song goes, Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own. Mm. She had an estimated worth of $200 million at the time of her death.
Well,
it's unclear where that will
charity.
Go. Yeah, probably, or who knows where.
That's,
but he's saying, I don't expect to get a dime of that.
He should get a dime of that.
My feeling is that I'll bet you there are parents who say, you're getting nothing.
And then I have also, right.
Right, they provided for them in their wills. Eddie Murphy is going to be, it looks like, the first guest on the 11th season of Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. This is the Jerry Seinfeld. I think it's, is it on Crackle or did someone wind up buying that? It was a web.
Crackle.
It was a web series.
I think Amazon bought it.
Yeah. I think they bought the whole Crackle network thing.
I think. I don't know for sure.
Because I think you're right. I think you can see these episodes. And they're fun. You know, he's a huge car enthusiast and he loves getting a coffee. So he drives, he gets into one of his amazing cars. He's got hundreds of cars, apparently. They say he has so much warehouse space rented in New York City to house his cars. It's absurd. So he goes and he picks up a comedian and they have a conversation. It's all videotaped in the car. It's a little dash cam. And then they go and sit down at some place and get a cup of coffee together. So Eddie Murphy, it looks like he is going to be among the biggest names sitting in the seat. This season, it's going to be Eddie Murphy, Seth Rogen, Ricky Gervais, Matthew Broderick, Jamie Foxx, Sebastian Maniscalco, Martin Short, Mario Joyner, Melissa Villaseñor. She's on. She's an SNL player.
Dude, that's a home run lineup.
No doubt.
There's not a loser among the group.
A few of these people have all appeared on the show before. Broderick hasn't been a guest, but did help Seinfeld promote the 10th season.
The Melissa woman, Villaseñor, is she the only woman? I didn't hear
Bridget Everett. But yeah, it looks like just the two of them. Mostly it's dudes this season anyway. And it debuts July 19th on Netflix. So that must be who picked up Crackle.
Oh.
The 11th season.
All right.
And that is all I have time for. I don't know where the time goes, Vinny. We just have too much fun.
Yep.
It's coming up in the news.
Going on vacation and fighting with your partner.
Oh, no.
And more after.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you, organic. I don't want to say too much because I don't want to rat-nitch your sponsor over here, but yum! I just posted a boomerang of Yuzi eating two corn dogs at one time.
You just won the internet today.
I just won the internet, Vinny!
It is my favorite post in a long time.
Oh,
she looks so happy.
It's great.
Double fisting corn dogs from Organic Coop.
The Radio Alice Report.
Look at her.
Oh my God.
I know. It's crazy.
So cute.
It's adorable. She's just eating them up.
Well, if I couldn't get my, what do you call it? Devil's three way?
Yeah.
At least I get this.
Devil's corn dog.
Yeah.
Way.
Huh. That's weird. This Alice Report is brought
it's
to you by
three-way.
The Organic Coup, now offering its organically cocky meal combo that includes an organic sandwich or wrap with tater tots and a drink at all locations.
Oh, that sounds good.
Come on in to
You'll
Organic Coup.
Love it.
Hold on.
I'm
to
sorry.
Organic Coup.
You'll
love it.
You'll love it.
Thank you, Organic Coup.
Thanks, Organic Coup.
Ashley and Khaled.
Oh.
Brought the,
Ashley and Khaled.
The corn dogs.
All right.
Very DJ Khaled?
Nice.
Yeah. When we ask his name, he goes like, DJ Khaled? And
Khaled.
We asked him that again today. And we go, oh, yeah, you said that last time.
You know what's funny is everybody named Khaled is like, thank God for DJ Khaled. I'm so sick of getting called Khalid. You know?
Oh.
What's funny is there's another dude named Khalid who's on the charts, too. Mm-hmm. But now we all know
spelled
about Khaled.
The same way or with L-E-E-D?
No. I-D.
Huh? Yeah, one is I-D.
One is I-D, one is E-D. Okay. Khaled.
Right. Here's what's happening.
All right.
So, not so fast, Facebook, with your global cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, Zuck. Hours after Facebook announced its plans for a global cryptocurrency project, top House Democrat is calling for Facebook to halt its plans until Congress and regulators have a chance to see what the hell you're doing.
Yeah, what are you talking about? What are you talking about, Willis?
On top of that, we hear Elizabeth Warren, who's already announced her plan to run for president. She's saying, let's break up these big companies to begin with.
Yeah, there's calls for Alphabet, which is the Google parent company, to break up. I was reading something this morning about that, though, that they say two dudes own 51% of the voting rights for Alphabet.
Larry Page and Sergey Brin.
They would never, his nemesis.
Nemesis.
They would never vote to do that. So unless they're forced.
Well, that's what that's what she's trying to say.
Well, I don't know if they can force them. But who knows?
So she thinks she's going to say to these big companies, would you please? And they're going to say, sure.
Right.
Why would they do that?
They wouldn't.
Right.
Yeah. They'll never do it on their own.
Right.
Is what they're saying.
Well, of course. Why would Zuck say, yeah, break up Facebook
sure.
for me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Here,
let's do that.
Take Instagram from me, why don't you? Mm. And whatever else I bought along the
right.
way. Have it. I didn't realize that. I thought she was trying to get the government to step in and say...
No, I'm sure that that's her end game.
Right.
How could it not be? Right?
I'm going to take a pick to your company and start cracking pieces off it.
And they're going to vote no.
Yeah. Well, that's the weird thing is they're probably all along the way like, we're Democrats. What are you doing?
Yeah. Hello?
We contributed to you. Mm. Dur. Anyway, this lady is also
saying...
We're
not supporting you.
Well... That's
you're
one
not
way
supporting
to,
us.
To get them to walk. Anyway, yeah. She's just not sure. We'll have to see how this cryptocurrency goes. But they're looking at it saying, I don't know about that, Zuck.
Well, I love what Zuck is promising. Oh, like, you know, whatever you spend your money on through Facebook and with our Facebook coin, Libra. Oh, we wouldn't track that or put targeted ads at you or anything.
Yeah.
Thinking to myself, that is just one more way for them to know everything you're up to.
Mm-hmm. Right.
No, thanks.
Right.
I'm so glad I don't use Facebook anymore. I'm free. I'm free of it.
The Warriors are just coming around after a
they okay?
tough loss.
Those guys all right? No.
Getting back to work.
We definitely appreciated the full page ad in the Toronto Star.
Still
in the Toronto Star.
Reeling from a second place finish. But they're back at it now. They are announcing there's going to be a hotel built right next to the Chase Center.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
The hotel will increase the tax increment of the Mission Bay plan, increase affordable housing fees, and will create new local jobs for Local 2.
Oh,
nice.
Good.
I like it. Also, that'll be a good way if you really want to go to a game and you're worried about parking and getting there and all like that. It's a place. It's so great
Book
to have a
room.
Hotel right yeah. there. You have a place to put your car.
Mm-hmm.
It's good news.
142 rooms are going to be located right there at the corner of the Chase Center. They also plan to build 24 apartments that would be market rate, which means...
You can't afford them.
Completely unaffordable.
Mm-hmm.
No chance. Like in a million years. No
right.
chance.
The Warriors players could afford them.
Right.
Sure. Well,
if they go in on them together.
Right.
A little timeshare
yeah,
thing
we'll
going on.
Yeah, a timeshare. Eight of them. Eight dudes.
The $2 billion Chase Center opens in August, everybody.
Can't believe it's right around the corner. That thing was a shell last year.
Well, they've been at it.
Yeah, they have.
Hard. Traveling with your partner can be the best time in the world.
Yeah.
Can also end up in...
a breakup.
Yeah.
I actually think that's a good way to test a relationship. Go on the road together. There can be stress and boredom, and there you are stuck in a car together. Like, it's a great way to test it. How's this going to go?
Right. Well, that was early on. I ended up on a trip with...
2 weeks in. You took her to Tahoe.
It was
That's
like a
long
work
drive
trip.
And right.
And I thought, well, this is going to...
Well, there have been a few things you figured would break you up. Well, move in together. This will break us up for sure.
That'll do it.
That first kid.
You took the, took the kid for the
That
minute
almost
ago.
Did it.
Right.
Let me tell you.
That was close. That, he's got dicey.
We were on the brink, or however you say that.
I can't even believe you agreed to have another kid after all that.
Well,
I mean, I'm glad you did, obviously. I think
and I'm
great.
Glad I did now, too. But the truth is, relationships put you in a situation, if you value it or if you're trying to value it. Because I'm telling you, we were over. So there was like, I was done and I think we were both making alternate plans in our head. Because we were done. We were not talking to each other. We weren't hanging out. It was bad. It was bad news. But
well,
so
couples therapy. It works.
Well, and trying.
Mm-hmm.
Helps too, but the other kid thing was something she wanted, and so I had to take it seriously. And I know that it's easy to say, like, well, why didn't you just, but you know, then if you're living with someone who you've told no, you can't, I won't
dream.
Do that
right
now. They're looking at you like, across the table, pass the butter, and want to stab you with the knife they're holding. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I don't want that.
No, nobody does.
Anyway, it's gone okay so far.
Good relationship's about compromise.
Back to my story about traveling with your partner. Things can go badly. How much money do you spend? Where do you go? How many photos do you take? What's going on, you know, back home?
Right.
But the biggest problem in couples when they vacation is work. As in, are you working?
Oh,
you're on your laptop or your phone.
Are you working right now? We're on vacation and you're working.
Yeah, but I got this report I got to get out. Mm-hmm. They said I could take the time off if I got the report done. And, you know, so now I'm doing that.
Most people check in with their office multiple times a day while on vacation. They're not disconnected at all.
No, I have a friend like that. Well, and she's a lawyer, so she's just, I would drive up to Tahoe with her and she would be on the phone with clients the entire, we just didn't talk, which was actually kind of nice. I just drove, tuned her out. Got to hear all kinds of dicey stuff. It's great.
In today's workplace, most employees don't have the luxury of completely checking out while on vacation. And so there are two partners who may need that reconnect and they're not getting it because...
Oh, I'm alone on vacation. This
or
is
both
wonderful.
Of you.
You're at work.
Yeah. Are continuing to work.
Yeah.
Sucks. Mm-hmm. But, you know.
It's true, though.
This vacation didn't pay for itself.
Mm-mm.
This job I keep checking into, that's how we got this.
Yeah. And that's how we have a house back home.
Right.
Right.
Right. And that name brand underwear you like?
What's the name brand?
I don't know.
Oh.
Slappy stuff.
Oh, boy. Underwear now.
Mm. You don't make
leather.
Underwear?
Yes, leather fringe underwear.
Hot.
Yeah. It's good.
All right.
To buckle it on.
Well, you did make that one top that one time, right?
Yeah, that was...
What was that thing? It's like my...
boob harness.
The harness?
The thing that was...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you wind up wearing that with Johnny V?
I did not.
Oh. What are you doing?
We can put that on. Let's get some pictures of that going.
Oh, really? Pictures?
Mm. Sure.
Maybe the secret show, Sarah.
All right, great. It's a prize, a deal. All right, we just booked something for the secret show, guys.
I'll get it. Never mind.
Is it the clapping?
Hold on, yeah.
Just tell me what you want.
There, I got it.
You're amazing.
Thanks. I wasn't done.
Oh, sorry.
Come on out to the secret show next Wednesday evening. Oh, you have to have tickets.
Yeah, you have to have tickets.
But there's lots of chances to win them still.
Yeah, we still have lots of
9, 11, 1, 3, and 5.
You'll be debuting your new harness top.
Uh-huh.
Can't wait.
Sweet.
You could put pasties on, you know, so that you wouldn't be naked.
Oh, okay.
Just a little bit of advice,
uh-huh.
In case you didn't want your nipples showing. You know.
Well, I don't know. You know, I figure I owe it to the listeners to show my nipples.
Forget me.
After 20 years, I have to give back. I'm a giver. Take your shirt off. Let's see what you got.
Okay. That's like basically all I have over here.
Oh, okay.
I have one use of half.
Stupid. Yeah, that's for you guys.
Yeah.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. Fact. I love those.
Tennis balls were originally white, but they officially switched to yellowish green in 72 so they would show up on TV better.
Oh.
They did that to musical instruments too.
What do you mean?
Started using a yellow color. Because on TV, on black and white TV, they weren't showing up.
Oh, because it'd be like a dark wood or something.
Right. It'd be like a white. They had white guitars that wouldn't show up. So they put this yellow on the guitar so that you'd see it better.
Huh.
It's actually called TV yellow.
Oh, hey. Interesting.
Well, it's for the TV.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, these yellow tennis balls started in 72. Wimbledon continued to use white balls until 86.
Oh.
When everybody has now switched over. Well, everybody likes to think of themselves as
we're purists,
old school. Right.
The white balls.
We're from the beginning.
We're Wimbledon.
Right. We don't change.
No. Tradition.
Based on the population of the world since humans have existed, there are roughly 15 dead people for every one living person.
Oh, is that all? I'm surprised. I would think it'd be far more.
Well, the population is now ridiculous.
It is
compared
enormous.
To what it once was. We are humping away.
Well, every day. Does seem like it would be more than that, though, to me. I mean, you know, entire populations just gone.
Target has its own forensic labs in Vegas and Minneapolis, there where criminal justice experts and forensic scientists solve crimes that happened at Target.
Oh.
They also help out real law enforcement agencies when they need extra manpower or facilities.
Fun.
Target criminalists, criminologists.
Oh, very cool. Nice. The criminology department at Target. Pick up a fingerprint kit today.
And lastly, warning, if your partner loves porn so very much, you may be the unlucky winner of this new contest.
I've been abandoned to my husband's iPad.
There's a new contest going on, YouPorn, where the winner gets to propose to their significant other on YouPorn. Just like you propose on the big screen at the ball game.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe if you really know somebody and you can get some band to let you come up there and propose on the stage.
I got a question.
Yes.
When you say I can propose to you on YouPorn, does that mean that there's like a 5-second bumper at the beginning of every clip that's on YouPorn where I'm proposing to you? So that if you're, no matter what your proclivity is, if you look at it, you'll see my proposal to you?
Something like that. Yes, your proposal will be on YouPorn, and whoever wins, they propose on a video, and that will then play on YouPorn for 24 hours straight in front of 20 million users.
Oh, my God.
So you...
Well, let's hope I watch porn that day.
The lucky bride...
Lucky me.
...will be there getting proposed to while everybody else is handling their business.
That's great news.
Literally.
Can I be naked when I make this video? Can I be handling my business as I propose to you?
It would make
hey,
sense.
I know I never talk to you anymore because I'm constantly watching porn and I'm doing stuff right now. But I was wondering if I could pull off of this thing, if you could walk down the aisle with me. We could spend our lives together side by side, me on my iPad, you reading a book or whatever. It'd be great. I love you.
It's the first ever proposal to go down on a porn site.
Yeah.
Everyone.
That is...
Well, not making you do much. Just fill out a little application.
I mean, some couples probably would love that.
Sure. I'm sure they would.
Just like some couples love the ball game or the Star Wars theme or whatever they're into.
Just think I'd be like, Mom, go to YouPorn right now. You're not going to believe it. Andy proposed. Dad?
Grandma?
I already saw it, hon.
Oh, good.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 408 says, you know, Vinny, as far as I'm concerned, radio only exists on one channel. 97.3.
That's right, baby.
Hold on, that deserves some claps. Yep. I totally agree with that.
We went to Santorini last summer, and they closed the island during the winter months. The summer employees go back home for the winter.
Oh.
So there it is.
Well, there is a season.
To everything, turn.
Oh, and this is about there Gloria is
Vanderbilt
and her passing and her burial. If they're Jewish, they have to be buried within 24 hours.
Holy crap, 24 hours?
There's different things for different religions, but I don't know which is which.
I don't know really. Vanderbilt doesn't sound like a Jewish name to me.
Does it sound like a real name, though?
It doesn't, really. It sounds like kind of a made-up name.
No, it's a family name. It goes...
Cooper? Is Cooper a Jew? I just wouldn't know.
Cooper is from one of her husbands. She was married 4 times.
Oh.
Oh!
Yeah, I don't know what their religious affiliation, if any, is.
The Ed Sheeran ad is already up.
Oh, is it?
It's already playing. People start writing in and saying they've seen it.
We posted it on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, and I have it up here so you can watch
it. Oh, good, good. I'll come in during the break. I can't wait. That'll be fun. Are you all done?
Yeah, what's coming up in the trash?
Slipknot!
Sarah and Vinny. Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.